こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 197. Today in this episode, we will learn about というと、といえば、と言ったら which means speaking of, when you talk about, when you say. Now let's go. Noun plus というと Noun plus といえばNoun plus と言ったら This means speaking of, when you talk about, when you say. These expressions are used to bring up a related topic, shift the subject slightly, or recall an associated idea. They are often translated as speaking of or when it comes to. While they are similar, there are slight differences in nuance.といえば is commonly used to change the topic or make a connection with what was just said. というと is used when something immediately comes to mind upon hearing the word, often a typical or expected association. といったら has two meanings. The first one is, when you hear or see A, you immediately think of B.The second usage is, it adds a strong emotional tone, such as surprise or emphasis, when introducing a topic. So for example, speaking of summer, the ocean comes to mind. So in this case, we want to use an expression that makes a connection with what was just said. So we will use といえば. Summer is 夏. So,夏といえば、ocean is 海。夏といえば海ですね。夏といえば海ですね。Another example. When you talk about Japan, sushi comes to mind. Here we want to say that something immediately comes to mind upon hearing the word. So we will use というと。日本というと、Something comes to mind is 思い出します。思い出します。日本というとお寿司を思い出します。日本というとお寿司を思い出します。Speaking of fireworks, summer festivals come to mind. Let's use と言ったら here. Fireworks is 花火。花火。花火と言ったら summer festivals is 夏祭り。夏祭り。花火といったら夏祭りですね。花火といったら夏祭りですね。So again, といったら is used when you hear or see A, you immediately think of B. Now let's make some more example sentences. Speaking of English, I am taking the TOEIC exam next week. Speaking of English will be 英語といえば。英語といえば。TOEIC exam is TOEIC の試験 TOEIC の試験 To take an exam will be 試験を受けます英語といえば来週 TOEIC の試験を受けます英語といえば来週 TOEIC の試験を受けます Speaking of Japanese food, it's become popular with foreigners lately. Speaking of Japanese food will be和食といえば。Lately, recently is 最近。Foreigners is 外国人。To become popular is 人気があります。和食といえば最近外国人にも人気がありますね。和食といえば最近外国人にも人気がありますね。When you talk about Japanese anime, One Piece and Dragon Ball are well known. Japanese anime is 日本のアニメ。Let's use というと。日本のアニメというと、Well known is 有名です。日本のアニメというと、One Piece やドラゴンボールが有名です。 日本のアニメというとワンピースやドラゴンボールが有名です。When you mentioned Kyoto, it brings to mind a city of history and temples. Let's use Toyuto. 京都というと History is 歴史、歴史。Temples is お寺、お寺。City is 町、町。When you want to say, I have an impression of, or I have an image of, we can say, イメージがあります。京都というと、歴史とお寺の町というイメージがあります。京都というと、歴史とお寺の町というイメージがあります。When you say summer, it's definitely the beach and fireworks festivals.Let's use というと here. 夏というと beach is 海、海。Fireworks festival is 花火大会、花火大会。We can also add an adverb. やっぱり、やっぱり。やっぱり is definitely. 夏というとやっぱり海や花火大会ですね。夏というとやっぱり海や花火大会ですね。These three expressions, といえば、というと、と言ったら、have similar meanings. However, only と言ったら has two meanings. と言ったら is also used when you want to add a strong emotional tone, such as surprise or emphasis when introducing a topic. So for example,Yesterday's party was incredibly lively. In this case, we will use と言ったら。Yesterday's party is 昨日のパーティー。After this, we will use と言ったら。Very or incredibly is すごく、すごく。Lively is にぎやか、にぎやか。This is not adjective. 昨日のパーティーと言ったらすごくにぎやかでしたよ。昨日のパーティーと言ったらすごくにぎやかでしたよ。So today we learned about というと、と言えば、と言ったら which means speaking of, when you talk about, when you say. These expressions are used to bring up a related topic, shift the subject slightly, or recall an associated idea.So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。